at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, and we're talking with Bills General Manager Doug Whaley, and it's been an eventful week already. You've got some coaching issues to deal with. Give us an update on where you stand with defensive coordinator Mike Patton and what you do if he does happen to get the Browns job.
Well, right now, I think he's having an interview probably as we speak right now. And if he does get it, we will be happy for him. But we do have a plan in place. We just hope that this resolution comes sooner than later.
You're basically working on the Browns timetable, and it's put you in a bit of a bind, I would guess. We're kind of late in the year to be out there looking for coaches.
And it eliminates a lot of candidates, and it makes the pool a lot smaller. But again, coaches identified a couple guys, and as soon as we hear one way or the other, if it's good news for Patton, then we'll just enact our plan that we have in place.
Here at the Senior Bowl, you're looking at the prospects, obviously, for the draft, but you're also just about 7 weeks away from the start of free agency. Tell us what you've done to get ready for free agency and how you've set up essentially a free agent board, right, as you prepare for that.
Right. What we did is we got some interesting guys that we think that are out in free agency along with our free agent guys, and when we get back, we'll have a meeting with the coaches, and we'll rank them, and we'll put them set up a draft board just like we do with a draft prospects, and we'll rank them regardless of position and by position, and we'll set up a priority list and go from there.
When you look at the success you had with Alan Branch, Manny Lawson, and even some of the free agents you acquired during the course of the season, early in the season, is that the approach that you will take to free agency again?
Yes, we like that approach. What we call those guys are dust settle guys, not big splash free agent guys, but guys that you can get a lot of value out of.
You can win with those guys. You can get a lot of good play out of Lawson's and Alan Branch.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you get, what we say, you get more bang for your buck.
What about your own free agents? Again, March 11th, they would hit the open market. Do you have a plan in place to sign them? Do you have a priority list of who you want to keep?
We have a priority list, and before we came down here, myself, Jim Overndorf, and Russ, we sat down and we ranked them, prioritized them, and put a value on each guy. And with our cap space, it shouldn't prohibit us from doing what we need to do. We'll be able to get all of them. In this business, you can't get everybody, but we do have a priority list, and we'll go down that list.
And do you wait till March 11th, or can you get to work on that before that deadline?
We'll get to work on especially our guys before that deadline because we have exclusive negotiating rights. So Jim Overndorf right now is at home crunching some numbers and getting some offer sheets ready to send out to their agents.
Doug, here at the Senior Bowl, obviously the focus is on the prospects here. Tell us about the people who are not here, the 100 or so underclassmen who have declared early, what that does to the draft itself, what that might do to the NFL?
It pushes, you're talking three rounds of people that are injected into the draft process. So there's a lot of guys that would have jobs or would get drafted that aren't going to get drafted, at least another 100 guys. So what it does for us as scouts, it condenses the time period for some of the best players of trying to get all the information you can get on those guys, because you're not allowed to scout those guys or ask about those guys during the year. You can't do it until they get officially declared from the league. So it puts a time crunch on us, and it really puts an emphasis on being very efficient with your time and your scouts.
And there are about 30 or so players who elected not to attend the Senior Bowl, which makes me wonder, what are we left with here? How many first-rounders might we have here at the Senior Bowl this week?
You'll have a sprinkling of guys, but a glut of these guys will probably be that 2-5 round area.
Any position groups seem especially strong to you as you look at the group here at the Senior Bowl?
Right now, what I've seen, you have some receivers with size. That's always intriguing because in this business, big wins. Also, there's some edge rushers that have showed up recently.
We've noticed that the quarterback talent isn't quite here as it was a year ago. Last year, E.J. Manuel is here. I think it's important for Bills fans to hear how committed you guys are as an organization to E.J. as your quarterback moving forward.
We are all in with E.J. From day one when we drafted him, Coach Marone, Russ Brandon, this whole organization, we're going to try to put every avenue and resource around EJ to be successful. And one of the things we're going to do is, like Coach said, bring in a quarterback coach to help him. And why wouldn't we? We think he's got the ability, and he's just going to get better and better the more he's around the game, more he's in the building, more he's around our playbook and gets involved in that.
What would you like to see him get from a quarterback coach? How can he benefit from it?
Not only the technical aspect, but the whole, I'd say, quarterback aura of being able to not only time management on the field, but time management off the field. How to relate with your offensive linemen, your receivers, and getting time with him. I know hopefully he'll get a quarterback school with the receivers in the offseason. And just things like that, little things that, unless you have a veteran guy around that can tell you, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that, which we don't, the quarterback coach will be able to do that.
Doug, you guys made it clear 3 weeks ago when the season ended that no one was happy with the 6-10 record, and yet I do get the sense that you guys are operating with kind of a renewed focus here and a push and a determination and really a feeling that you are going to be better next year.
That's the plan. I mean, we think we got some pieces in place that can propel us to the playoffs. Now, one major thing is the quarterback-driven league. So EJ has to get better. He's got to stay healthy. And we're going to put not only people around him, but players around him to help in his maturation.
Doug, thanks very much. We appreciate this.
Oh, no problem, Murph.
Doug Whaley, the Bills general manager. John Murphy reporting from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama for BuffaloBills.com.